In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, who could stand? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. In place of invitatory psalm, let us recollect ourselves by praying that the Holy Spirit will make us pray like saints, this office, and also today. Grant us a great gift of prayer. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. Oh, if you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, who would stand? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us in the whole world. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who would stand? For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou wast their rock, their captain, their fortress and their might. Thou, their leader and captain in the well-fought fight. Thou in the darkness drear, their one true light. Alleluia, alleluia. O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia, alleluia. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day, the saints triumphant and bright away, the King of glory passes on his way. Alleluia, alleluia. God found him pure and strong. He will have everlasting glory. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice, and speaks the truth from his heart. He who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. God found him pure and strong, Carlos. He will have everlasting glory. He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God found him pure and strong. He will have everlasting glory. How wonderful are your ways, O Lord. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. Psalm 139. O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to you. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. Before ever a word is on my tongue, you know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before you besiege me, your hand ever laid upon me. Too wonderful for me this knowledge, too high beyond my reach. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. Oh, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your face? If I climb the heavens, you are there. If I lie in the grave, you are there. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there your hand would lead me, your right hand would hold me fast. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. If I say, let the darkness hide me, and the light round me be night, even darkness is not dark for you, and the night is as clear as the day. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. For it was you, you who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all your creation. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. Already you knew my soul. My body held no secret from you when I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depths of the earth. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. Your eyes saw all my actions. They were all of them written in your book. Every one of my days was decreed before one of them came into being. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. To me, how mysterious your thoughts, the sum of them not to be numbered. If I count them, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal like you. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. O God, that you would slay the wicked, men of blood, keep far away from me. With deceit they rebel against you, and they set your designs at naught. Do I not hate those who hate you, abhor those who rise against you? I hate them with a perfect hate, and they are foes to me. God's saints will be filled with his love and mercy. He watches over his chosen ones. Oh, search me, God, and know my heart. Oh, test me and know my thoughts. See that I follow not the wrong path, and lead me in the path of life eternal. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, how wonderful is your wisdom, so far beyond my understanding. The whole earth echoes with the melody of heaven, where the saints are singing before the throne of God and of the Lamb. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory to your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, help us know that the Father is still looking out for us, and know his fatherly love in Christ Jesus, and the marvel of him giving Christ to be one of us forever. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, help us recognize the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of David. Grant me your help and your solace. Help all of the people that we work with, especially our priests and ministers. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, take care of our needs and provide for us wisdom and knowledge and peace and comfort. Help those who feel lonely and isolated to know the communion of the Holy Spirit, and help my brother and sisters in that specific way with what they need most. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Holy Spirit, to save us and grant us true wisdom and a glorious happiness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's see what our readings from the Word of God are today. Yesterday was the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the Divine Office starts us on a new book of an Old Testament prophet Haggai. From the book of the prophet Haggai, picking up where we left off last night, I hope. Yep. Future blessings, a promise to Zerubbabel. On the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. Thus says the Lord of hosts, ask the priests for a decision. If a man carries sanctified flesh in the fold of his garment, and the fold touches bread or pottage or wine or oil, or any other food, do they become sanctified? No, the priest answered. Then Haggai said, if a person unclean from contact with a corpse touches any of these, do they become unclean? The priests answered, they become unclean. Then Haggai continued, so is this people, and so is this nation in my sight, says the Lord. And so are all the works of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean. But now, consider from this day forward, before there was a stone laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, how did you fare? When one went to a heap of grain for 20 measures, it would yield but 10. When another went to the vat to draw 50 measures, there would be but 20. I struck you in the works of your hands, with blight, searing wind, and hail, yet you did not return to me, says the Lord. Consider from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day on which the temple of the Lord was founded, consider. Indeed, the seed has not sprouted, nor have the vine and fig and pomegranate, nor have the vine, the fig, the pomegranate, and the olive tree yet born. From this day I will bless. The message of the Lord came a second time to Haggai, on the 24th day of the month. Tell this to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judea. I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms, destroy the power of the kingdoms of the nations. I will overturn the chariots and their riders, and the riders with their horses shall go down by one another's sword. On that day, says the Lord of armies, I will take you as Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant, says the Lord, and I will set you as a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of armies. Responsory prayer. I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the treasures of all the nations will come in. The glory of this house will be great. I will give peace in this place, and the treasures of the nations will come in. A reading from the Comment of Holy Men, from a sermon by St. Augustine, All Men Are Called to Holiness. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. The Lord's command seems difficult and painful, that anyone who wishes to follow him must deny himself. But his command is not really difficult or painful, since he himself helps us to do what he commands. For the verse of the psalm addressed to him is truly spoken. Because of the words of your lips, I have abided by hard ways. True also are his words. My yoke is mild, and my burden is light. For love makes easy whatever is difficult in his commands. What does it mean? Let him take up his own cross. It means we must endure many things that are painful. That is the way he must follow us. Follow me. When he begins to follow me in my life and my teaching, many will contradict him, try to stop him or dissuade him, even those who call themselves Christ's disciples. It was they who walked with Christ that tried to stop the blind man from calling out to him. If you wish to follow Christ, you will take those threats of flattery or any kind of obstacle that fashioned them into the cross. You must endure it, carry it, and not give way under it. And so in this world that is the church, a world of the good, the reconciled, the saved, or rather those destined for salvation, but already saved by hope, as it is written, by hope we are saved, in this world of the church which completely follows Christ. He has said to everyone, if anyone wishes to follow me, let him deny himself. This is not a command for virgins to obey and brides to ignore, for widows and not for married women, for monks and not for married men, for the clergy and not for the laity. No, the whole church, the entire body, all the members in their distinct and varied functions, must follow Christ. She who is totally unique, the dove, the spouse who was redeemed and dowried by the blood of her bridegroom, is to follow him. There is a place in the church for the chastity of the virgin, for the continence of the widow, for the modesty of the married. Indeed, all her members have their place, and there is where they are to follow Christ, and that is where they are to follow Christ. In their function, in their way of life, they must deny themselves. And if they must not, presume on their own strength. They must take up their cross by enduring the world in the world for Christ's sake, whatever pain the world brings. Let them love him who alone can neither deceive nor be deceived, who alone will not fail them. Let them love him because his promises are true. Faith sometimes falters because he does not reward us immediately. But hold out, be steadfast, endure, bear the delay, and you have carried the cross. Responsory prayer. This holy man worked wonders in the sight of God. He praised the Lord with his whole heart. May he intercede for sinful men. Kind, St. Carlo Acutis, pray for us. He was a man without bitterness, his life a living praise to God. He avoided all evil deeds and kept himself sinless to the end. May he intercede for sinful mankind. Through the intercession. Have a few more pages to flip. Let us pray to the Father, the source of all holiness, and ask him to lead us to holiness of life through the example and intercession of his saints. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you wanted us to be called your sons and daughters and to truly be such. Grant that your holy church may proclaim you throughout the world. Holy Father, you want us to walk worthily and please you in all we do. Let us abound in doing good works. Holy Father, you have reconciled us to yourself through Christ. Preserve us in your name so that all may be one. Holy Father, you have called us to a heavenly banquet. Through the bread that came down from heaven, make us worthy to grow in perfect love. Holy Father, forgive the offenses of every sinner. Let the dead perceive the light of your countenance, especially Jose Alderday, and all of our loved ones. Look upon my family and friends and make them your devoted servants. Show them the love of the gospel of Christ. Holy Father, help our online ministries continue to grow stronger and stronger, and help us be attentive to the needs of the people we meet on online communities, chats, and YouTube, rather than only to our own needs. Let us listen, pay close attention, and love our Lord. Holy Father, forgive all of our sins and grant us to do penance and repentance today with the souls in purgatory whom we have just prayed for. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O God, who in your saint have given us an example and brought us protection in our weakness, to help us tread the path of salvation, mercifully grant that we who honor the heavenly birthday of Saint Carlo Acutis may through his example make our way to you through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. We'll pray in a moment for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. We're going to pray in Our Father, Hail Mary, and a glory be for the Holy Father. Pray him to be guided by the Holy Spirit, totally surrendered to the Holy Spirit, and not to worry about his advisors or anybody else, or the way in which necessarily his routine, he feels like he needs to have it structured a certain way because he's Pope. And we also pray for the intentions of the month. Let us pray that believers in different religious traditions might work together to defend and promote peace, justice, and human fraternity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, and spread the effective grace of thy flame of love. pray for us at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Okay. Pray for God's will to be done in our world, in our online evangelism communities. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Thank you for all the things you provide for me, Lord, Almighty God. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Happy Feast Day of Carlo Acutis. Happy Feast Day of Carlo Acutis, everyone. May God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.